From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The alert is up for Americans traveling to Europe. The Obama administration today issued a warning of potential terrorist threats in Europe and urged U.S. citizens to remain vigilant in public places like tourist spots and transportation centers. Nicole Thompson with the State Department says the administration issued the alert because it wanted all Americans to be as informed as possible.
It's diplomats or government employees overseas that U.S. citizens also have the right to know and should know that there is an increased risk.
Meanwhile, London's Sunday Times reports a plot to attack European cities was first uncovered after British intelligence picked up telephone chatter between Pakistan and Europe. As Larry Miller reports from London, the UK's government communications headquarters used voice printing techniques to identify some of the suspects.
The Times says voices picked up discussing a plot matched those in a secret data bank held by GCHQ, Britain's electronic monitoring intelligence agency. The calls reportedly intercepted were between British fighters at a training camp in the tribal borders of Pakistan and contacts in Europe. Logistics of an attack on London were said to have been discussed. It's believed such an operation would be similar to the Mumbai attack when machine guns and grenades were used on soft targets, including hotels and restaurants. The paper says GCHQ passed the location of the calls to the CIA, which followed up with drone attacks. It says British intelligence does not believe the plot has been foiled. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
15 years after the Dayton Agreement ended the bloody Bosnian War and partitioned the country along ethnic lines, Bosnian voters are going to the polls. But NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Sarajevo, nationalist incumbents are likely to be reelected.
Bosnia is divided into two entities, one Muslim and Croat and the other Serb. It's had five elections since the end of the war that killed some 100,000 people. The country is burdened by a complex ethnically based government structure and mutual mistrust between its three ethnic groups. Corruption is widespread and Bosnia is far behind in economic reforms with few chances of entering the European Union anytime soon. The political situation worsened this summer when the Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik began threatening secession. The nationalist leader of the Bosnian Croats, Dragan Čović, based his campaign on calls for a separate Croat entity within Bosnia. Bosnian Muslims, the largest group, insist on a strong centralized government, saying that further fragmentation could lead to another war. Sylvia Pojoli, NPR News, Sarajevo.
Brazilians are also going to the polls today. They are electing a new president. A former Marxist guerrilla who was tortured during the country's long dictatorship is said to be the front runner. This is NPR News from Washington. First Amendment cases will be on the docket when the Supreme Court begins its new term tomorrow. The court will look at anti-gay protests at military funerals, as well as a California ban on the sale of violent video games to children. A new face will be on the bench. Elena Kagan begins her job, becoming the third woman currently on the court. Countries named in a controversial United Nations report documenting killings and gross rights abuses in the Democratic Republic of Congo are still smarting 2 days after its publication. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports fingers are pointed at Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi, Angola, Zimbabwe, and Chad, as well as Congo itself.
Rwanda warns that the UN report could harm stability in Africa's volatile Great Lakes region. Rwandan Tutsi troops are accused of killing Hutu civilians in Congo in attacks which, if proven in court, could amount to genocide. The report covers the decade 1993 to 2003 and details hundreds of atrocities the UN says were systematic, widespread and premeditated. Rwanda furiously rejected a leaked version but was able to append its comments to the published report, which it describes as dangerous, deeply flawed and an insult to history. Both Rwanda and Uganda toyed with pulling out their peacekeeping troops from UN operations. The report recommends the Congolese government should assist survivors and prosecute those responsible for crimes. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
The Facebook movie, The Social Network, is finding plenty of friends at the box office. The film has taken in $23 million this weekend, earning it the top spot at the box office. Legends of the Guardians is in second place. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.